couple of watchdog groups are charging that a federal judge had a personal stake in the long-running battle over federal lands. The judge decided in favor of opening up roadless areas for energy exploration. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, the judge's opponents say he owns thousands of dollars in oil and gas investments.
On July 14th, Federal District Judge Clarence Brimmer in Cheyenne, Wyoming, struck down a sweeping regulation from the Clinton administration, the so-called roadless rule that barred new roads on 58 million acres of federal land. That's an area twice the size of Pennsylvania. After the decision, two liberal watchdog groups, Community Rights Council and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, did something that environmental advocates in the case had not done. They looked at Brimmer's personal financial disclosure statement, a document every judge has to file every year. They discovered a long list of investments in oil and gas companies. Doug Kendall is director of Community Rights Council.
While the case was pending before his court, Judge Brimmer had financial interests, stock and royalty interests, in 15 separate oil and gas companies. Those interests have a total value of between $400,000 and $1.1 million, and they represent about half of his entire financial assets.
Nine of the companies that pay royalties to Brimmer are members of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, which hailed his decision. All of this matters because while the energy industry wasn't among the plaintiffs in this case, it's one of several industries that has worked mightily to stop the roadless rule. Wyoming oilman Deemer True is chair of the Independent Petroleum Association of America. He says the rule goes against national energy policy, especially the effort to build up the nation's supplies of natural gas.
It effectively brings to a halt almost all exploration and development on lands affected by the roadless rule.
Those lands could hold 10 trillion cubic feet of natural gas and more than 500 million barrels of oil, according to industry estimates. On the other side, environmentalists say the roadless land is irreplaceable. Jim Lyons was an Agriculture Department undersecretary in the Clinton administration and helped develop the rule.
Some of the last remaining habitat for a number of threatened and endangered species are on these lands. These are critical watersheds, important for research, important for recreation opportunities. They really are the last best places in America.
Yesterday afternoon, Brimmer issued a statement. He pointed out that none of the companies he invests in were actually involved in the lawsuit. He goes on to say that both the U.S. Code and the Code of Conduct for federal judges lay out the conditions under which judges should disqualify themselves, and, quote, those issues do not present themselves in this case. But that argument may get him only halfway home. Legal scholar Stephen Burbank of the University of Pennsylvania Law School said last night that Brimmer also needs to account for another provision of federal law. It holds that judges should disqualify themselves if they have, quote, a financial interest in the subject matter in controversy, unquote. But Burbank says the precise meaning of that provision has a lot of gray areas. The complaint against Brimmer goes to the chief judge for the 10th Circuit in Kansas City. Judge Dinelle Tatcha can act on it or appoint a panel of judges to look into it further. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.